This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
301-5435, 800-301-5435.
Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Greetings, everybody, and welcome. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. We've got an exciting hour lined up because one of our regulars, one of our go-to guys is going to be with us, Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide. And anytime Tom is with us, we talk about new cars, we talk about automotive history, we talk about automotive news, and he's got some really cool cars and vehicles to tell us about in this week's report. So stand by for that. Telephone-wise, John is at the controls at Master Control in Minnesota, and he can be found at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email. Probably the easiest one is bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can email me. Hey, by the way, do you need classic car insurance? Only Hagerty has the expertise and passion to protect your car how it deserves. Quote at Hagerty.com or with your local agent. Hagerty. For people who love cars. And that includes yours truly and our very special guest joining us on the Auto World Guest Lines powered by Hagerty is Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide. Hey there, Tom. How you doing?
I am well. Thank you.
Well, you guys have had some really cool rides through the office in recent days, and why don't we begin by talking about the most expensive Jeep to date and a vehicle that, boy, I hope I get a chance to drive it sometime. This is a dream machine for those who love power and have the capability now with this product to put all power, all 707 horsepower to the ground from the Hellcat engine. This is the new Jeep Trackhawk, not Trailhawk, Trackhawk.
Yeah, it is a beast of an entirely different nature. The Trackhawk, of course, is an especially good off-roader. The Trackhawk, of course, is meant to go in a straight line, and it does so with frightening conviction.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of 0 to 60 times are we talking?
Comfortably under 4 seconds. It's an absurd car. It's all 707 horsepower that you would find under the hood of a Hellcat, crammed under the hood of a Grand Cherokee, pumped through an 8-speed automatic transmission, all-wheel drive, and with the onboard launch control, it can do some incredible things. And the most amazing part about it is how civilized this vehicle is. You can drive it to the grocery store, drive it in traffic. It just feels like a normal Grand Cherokee, albeit a quick one, but when you hit the gas, it is incredibly fast.
And again, this is a trend we're seeing not only with high dollar, but also even less expensive vehicles that more and more are adapting all-wheel drive, not only for the purposes of bad weather driving, but just to get all four power to all four wheels, because today, these engines are just remarkable. The Indianapolis 500 pointed this out to me the other day, and that's the pace car for the Indy 500 this year is the Corvette ZR1 for 2019. And it's the first time in Indy car history that we've got the pace car having more horsepower than the vehicles participating on the track, which put out between 5 and 600 horsepower, depending on boost. And we also have a vehicle in the ZR1 that will top out at 215. And that's not even trying. If they went even more extreme with the aero, they probably could get more. But again, that outdoes some of the starters on the Indy grid. So that's pretty something, pretty amazing that I never thought I'd ever see.
Yeah, I believe the 0 to 60 time on that, the quoted company 0 to 60 time on that Corvette is 0 to 60 in 2.95 seconds. The 5 being very important.
Very good. And we're going to be seeing more power from the automakers as Ford is readying and now sneaking photographs of the upcoming Shelby GT500, which is going to be the most powerful Ford product to date. And that's something amazing when you stop and think about it, because Ford has put out the 2005 and 2006 GT supercar, and now, of course, they've got the GT350 Mustang, and this in Shelby form, this new one will be the Shelby 500. But let's talk more about the 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee Trackhawk. It seems to have a kind of an unusual paint style to it. What color would you call that, Tom?
That is the factory Rhino. It's not Rhino Gray, it's just Rhino.
Interesting.
Grayish
color.
It's sort of a medium charcoal with just maybe just a little bit of white in it. It's a glossy paint, but it has a low gloss component to it. I don't know. I like it a lot. It's kind of stealthy.
Yeah, the first time I saw your picture, I said, my God, they're offering matte paint finishes. But you've told us what the story is. That sounds very interesting. Of course, this vehicle comes at a hefty price, as we all expected it to be, $85,900, not including a $1,095 destination charge. But then you start clicking some extra boxes for a few options. There aren't that many available, and you are up to the vehicle that you tested, $90,880. What kind of numbers do you think that they're going to sell? I know a lot of auto manufacturers, including FCA, is pretty tight about the numbers of Trackhawks that they're going to be putting out there. But what's your guesstimate?
I have not heard a factory cap on this, but it might be in the neighborhood of 1,500 units, if I was going to guess. I don't think there's going to be a lot more of those going out the door. So there's probably a built-in collectability factor to these just because they're so expensive new.
So true. Taking a look at the Consumer Guide report card, room and comfort, you gave it a B, power and performance A+, fit and finish B+, fuel economy D, and value C-. Let's see, your driving mix was 60% city, 40% highway, with a real world fuel economy return of 11.4 miles per gallon. This is a heavy vehicle, too. That fuel economy has got to be for folks who don't care about the price of gas, and certainly there's some pretty steep pricing on this one.
Yeah, there is. And regarding the fuel economy, it's amazing, too, that if you had a lighter foot, I imagine you could probably get close to 14 or 15 mpg with this, which is about what a V8 Explorer did a few years ago.
Wow, that is really something good to remind our listeners. The Grand Cherokee in base form, the luxury form, has won a lot of accolades over the years. And when I take a look at the interior of this Trailhawk, I see lots of luxury touches. I once read an article that stated that more millionaires who have multiple cars have a Grand Cherokee in their fleet. So I wonder if they're going to woo some of those more performance-driven wealthy folks into this vehicle, because it does bring a lot of luxury, and the fit and finish is quite good.
Yeah, it's funny you should mention that, because I always think about how the Jeep, the Grand Cherokee, occupies this strange place between luxury and near luxury, and it's priced up there, but it's kind of a good value compared.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Grandpa, what do you call this thing again?
It's a 66 Ford Bronco.
I think you got ripped off.
Why is that, honey?
It's got no Wi-Fi, no USB port, no Bluetooth.
Exactly. I guess we'll just have to talk.
Sometimes the best way to connect is to disconnect.
Is that the window button?
It's called a window crank.
Cool. The faster I move it, the faster it goes down.
This moment of escape was created by Haggerty.
Being old is kind of cool, Grandpa.
Works for me.
For people who love cars.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're live all around the world via GCNlive.com, as well as on great radio stations from coast to coast, border to border. My name is Bob Long, along with Tom Appel. He's a publisher of Consumer Guide, and we're talking about a premium compact crossover, which is just getting some publicity because it's been a while since we've seen an expansion of the product line like they're doing with Alfa Romeo in general. This one is called the Stelvio, and it's an all-wheel drive vehicle with the one that Consumer Guide tested had a very hyper 2-liter four-cylinder engine. Let's talk about this Italian car. Let's talk about the design. What did you think of this rather swoopy design?
I like it. You know, a lot of people talk about how all cars look alike now. And certainly when you're looking at crossovers, some of the hard points are sort of fixed. So in terms of shape, I guess vehicles are starting to look a little bit like each other. But the Stelvio does not look like other crossovers. And it's pretty easy to recognize at a distance. First of all, the wheels are dramatic, but you have the traditional Alfa Romeo deep-angled front grille. I think there's just a lot going on here that singles this car out. From behind, it maybe looks a little bit more anonymous, but the cabin is nice and just a little bit over the top. There's a lot going on here. I think this car has a lot of character.
Take us inside this Alfa Romeo. I understand, like you say, it's got some unusual features and not unlike Italian cars of the past, not the best aerodynamics as some of the controls are a little bit funky in their layout.
Yeah, just a little bit. One of the things that sort of impressed me, and it's a big deal too because I'm a big guy, is it's hard to get away from the steering wheel. It's sort of a close-up, close-arm situation. And the 4C, the Alfa 4C, the little sports car, I only managed to squeeze myself into one of those once, and it's an incredibly cramped thing. But yeah, compared to a lot of compact crossovers, this is not a roomy vehicle.
And they kind of give off the roomy factor for style, I think, and that typical Italian driving position with the steering wheel being up and big, and it does encroach. There's no question about it, but this is a cool car, and it's got, I believe, an 8-speed automatic transmission. How did the transmission and the engine perform, and also give us an idea of the fuel economy numbers?
Yeah, this is a compact crossover, but it is a traditional front engine, rear engine layout in that it uses a traditional, I think it's a ZF-based 8-speed automatic transmission that feels very sporty. It clicks off very snarky, effective shifts and downshifts very willingly. Liked it a lot. We got surprisingly good gas mileage with this thing. Given the fact that it invites aggressive driving and that we have aggressive drivers at the office, we saw just under 20 miles per gallon, which I think is really good given how much fun this vehicle is. It's 280 horsepower on tap. And even the base price is reasonable, starting around $42,000, though. Ours loaded up a lot. We got it up to almost $53,000.
Yeah, noticing some of those options, including some high dollar Harman Kardon premium audio navigation satellite radio, $350 extra. That always surprises me because today that's so integrated with every car, whether it's an entry level car or a higher level car. The AM/FM high definition Bluetooth radio has navigation and it will only set you back $1,550. And they offer a dual pane sunroof at $1,350, and that's just a few. And they even, as we see more and more vehicles becoming bespoke, in that you can really individualize them, that with this particular Alfa, you can order special brake calipers in a distinct color if you want.
Yeah, and I realize that with this car, $350 for yellow brake calipers. And on some level, I guess that's silly, but in my mind, nothing looks cooler than brightly colored calipers shining through big spoke wheels. I love the look of red, yellow, or green calipers. I love that look. It just screams sporty.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let's talk about the Consumer Guide report card on this vehicle. Room and comfort, you gave it a B. Power and performance, a B. Fit and finish, a C+. Fuel economy, a B. And value for a B. And the big and tall comfort factor, big guy, you're looking at a B minus, and a taller guy, you're looking at a B plus. So that's surprising in a way, but looks like a really interesting vehicle.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I don't know if anyone would want this as his primary driver. It's a little bit aggressively tuned, so you feel the ride, you hear the noise all the time. It may not be as settled as people want in traffic, but if you are young or just young at heart and really love to hear a car, love to hear and feel a car working, this could be a great crossover for you.
Very good. Let's talk about an Audi that you tested in recent times as well, also in the premium compact crossover market. That's a 2018 Audi SQ5, as the Audi brand continues to become a large one, offering almost a full line of vehicles. They haven't entered the pickup truck market yet, but who's to say what's going to happen in this crazy automotive world for today? But this vehicle was definitely not on the cheap side at $68,750, and that includes a lot of extras, because your base price is $54,300, but still a lot of robust acceleration. Tell us about the engine.
Yeah, this is Audi's 3-liter twin-turbo V6, and they've been using this engine for a while now. Just a great engine. It is smooth, it is responsive, and it's a lot of engine for a compact crossover. The A5 in general is sort of a largish compact crossover. I think if you were shopping in the midsize rear area, you wouldn't be disappointed by the room and comfort in this car. And the SQ5 is their sporty version of that. And it really gets the job done. It is a very refined vehicle. It has the sort of interior you would expect from an Audi. And Audi does a really nice job, among the Germans even, of balancing ride comfort and handling. And it feels sporty, but the ride is not in any way unforgiving. This is one of those cars that you ride in, and you spend some time thinking about how much engineering time went into the chassis, and you really appreciate just the general outcome.
That is so true about the Audi brand. I always, anytime I get behind the wheel of an Audi, always like the steering feel. It's rather light. It's a very syrupy type of feel, which is not negative in any way. It's actually quite a premium compromise between a heavy steering car and a normal vehicle. When we come back on the other side, we're going to continue our discussion with the man himself. That's right. We got the publisher of Consumer Guide, and Tom Appel, and myself, Bob Long, will be back after these messages.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is trying to exert damage control over that letter that President Trump's legal team sent to the special counsel in the Russia probe. The former New York mayor tells NBC's Meet the Press that any possible indictment of the president would be the same as interfering in the president's duties.
You can't interfere with him, either from a point of view of indictment or question. He can't interfere with the president's time, his effort, his concentration.
Texas Republican Congressman Will Hurd spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. He said he thinks President Trump should testify.
I'm not a lawyer, but one of the things I've learned is if you're innocent, act like you're innocent. And Bob Mueller should be allowed to continue his investigation and turn over any stone and pursue any lead.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Our telephone number for questions or comments, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. John is behind the board answering the phones as well, so call up and ask any question you might want to about any of these vehicles that we're talking about between myself and our very special guest joining us on the Hagerty guest line is Tom Appel, the publisher of Consumer Guide. It was recently announced that Ford officially is going to be backing out of the passenger car marketplace, and a journalist friend of mine, Paul Eisenstein from the Detroit Bureau, he commented recently that, among other things, this is a big gift to both Toyota and Nissan in particular, and maybe others. And one of the vehicles that you guys have driven recently is Toyota's variant of their F-150. It's the 2018 Toyota Tundra SR5. And even when I look at the Toyota badge on the front of this vehicle, it somehow reminds me of a little bit of a Japanese Ford.
And in so many ways, that's actually what it is. It's Toyota's take on the F-150, and I think that that's an apt description. And it's a fine vehicle. Compared to the other vehicles in this class now, it trails in terms of features and fuel economy. It's just not as up-to-date in terms of the high-tech electronic stuff that's on cars usually. And fuel economy is still rather old school. It's still their old school V8 and But other than that, this is a very good pickup truck. It rides and handles and feels as stout as any other pickup truck on the market. It's got an especially usefully large cabin. It's easy to get into. Well, it depends on the ride height. I shouldn't say it's easy to get into. That depends on how you equip it. But this is a vehicle not to be overlooked. And another plus is that a little bit like the Ford and the Chevy and the Ram, the resale value is very good on these. So the drivers who have these, the owners of these vehicles, really like them.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. They definitely have a lot of buyers that are repeat buyers, return buyers, staying true to the Tundra. And I'm not surprised with the mileage that some of these vehicles rack up. Let's talk about another vehicle, which this one I did have the pleasure of driving, the 2018 CX-9 Grand Touring, small crossover, or mid-size, you should almost say crossover. It's interesting how Mazda has now developed a grille signature, which reminds me of so many other brands, but if it's a Mazda, it generally is a very good-looking vehicle. How does this one play out in 360 3D form?
Yeah, the CX-9 is an interesting vehicle. Mazda's never had a lot of luck in the midsize crossover realm. They redesigned the CX-9, I think it was 4 last year. It's now available with a turbocharged 4-cylinder engine, which goes a long way to improving fuel economy. I would say that this is the single class that Mazda does not shine in. The CX-9 is good. It's very good, but in that class, you have some really tough competition from the Honda Pilot, the Toyota Highlander, and even the Nissan in there as well. So it's a bit more. I would certainly recommend that people cross-shop against it, but unlike the Mazda CX-3 subcompact and the Mazda CX-5 compact crossovers, which really shine in their categories, the CX-9, I think, has a little more competition to deal with. Nice vehicle, beautiful interior. Nicely finished, and it rides pretty well too, but not quite as outstanding in its class as other Mazdas.
When we look at the Consumer Guide report card, you guys gave it a B+ in room and comfort, power and performance. That was a B. Fit and finish, a B+. Fuel economy, a B+. Value, a B+. The big guy score is a B-, and the tall guy score is B+. So overall, lots of Bs, and that's a good thing. Pricing-wise, this vehicle can creep up there just like so many vehicles today. Price is tested $45,540 in your comments of a few moments ago, saying that there are a lot of other players in this particular price range that offer a little bit more for the money.
Yeah, absolutely. In that category, I really like the Toyota Highlander and I really like the Honda Pilot. Those are exceptional vehicles.
Definitely exceptional vehicles, and you can read all about the reviews that we're talking about here on Auto World Radio simply by visiting the Daily Drive, which is the blog from Tom and his crew at Consumer Guide. For those of our listeners who haven't done so, Tom, tell everybody a little bit about some of the things that you try and do with a daily update on vehicles.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, all of our basic reviews live at consumerguide.com. You can go there and check out our Best Buy picks and see what's going on. We have every car and every segment listed there, along with links to our blog. And at our blog, the cgdailydrive.com blog, that's where all our long-form reviews live. Our guy Rick Cotta hits the road and drives vehicles at new product launches. All of his excellent first impressions live there. Our drive report's there. When a car comes through the office, that's where we sum up that information. And we try to have some fun there, too, some old car stuff. Some we deal with the news. But the blog is definitely worth checking back into every day.
No question about it, and we're going to hopefully have time to talk about some of the funny and humorous bits that you do with old-time advertising, and you've got some cool ones up there right now at the Daily Drive for folks to check out. So the question is, when is a Scion not a Scion? The answer is the 2018 Toyota Prius C. This vehicle looks so much like a Scion in many ways, Tom.
It absolutely does. The new freshening made it do that. It's got, I'm looking at it, and the sort of straight jet engine air intake ducts that we're seeing on everything are now on the Scion Prius C. I'm sorry, not the Scion, the Toyota Prius C. You've got me doing it. This is such a strange little vehicle. It's a little bit expensive for a subcompact car, but if you really like 50 mpg, this is worth the money because you will amortize that cost. This is the little Toyota hybrid vehicle, and it is fun to drive. Not exactly quick, but the responsiveness is there, and you have that initial thrust that comes from the assistance of electric motors. The interior is tidy, if not luxurious. And it handles pretty well, and it's got a nice hatch, which is useful. But we got very close to 50 mpg with this particular test car.
It's impressive what Toyota has done with the Prius. With every generation, it has become better and certainly more road-worthy. Or, you know, just the early ones were horrible, in my opinion, but the second generation, debuting for 2004, really began this rise of the refinement of the Prius. And as you pointed out, real world fuel economy of close to 50 miles per gallon, that is not to be overlooked, especially with the price of gas creeping up there. I get that question all the time, but it seems to be a given. When we get into the summer driving months, it seems like that is the time that the oil companies tend to hike up prices. How's the prices these days in the Chicago area?
They are up substantially. We're looking at increases in the last, 90 days of about 75 cents. So they're just over $3 right now. And in Chicago, and like a lot of markets, we have that thing that happens where we switch from winter blend to summer blend gasoline, which is always blamed for supply shortages. And, of course, you just have the normal markup that comes with the Memorial Day weekend. But, yeah, it's pretty brutal this year. We're over $3.
Wow. Yeah, the same thing is happening in my neck of the woods, and people are noticing it. Of course, you know, money is tight for most people around the country, and if you're used to paying X dollars per week and all of a sudden you're paying a lot more, it's going to hurt you. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about another Alpha, and then we're going to talk about some humorous stuff and lots of other cool stuff with Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
And we thank you so much for joining us. Tom Appel is live, joining us outside of Chicago on the Haggerty.com powered guest lines. And we've been talking a lot about cars and trucks and having lots of fun. And thank you so much for being along for the ride. A little bit earlier in the program, we talked about one new product from Alfa Romeo, and we now get the opportunity to talk about another new product from Alfa Romeo. And this is the one, I knew there was one in the mix that has the V8 engine option. This is the 2017 Alfa Romeo Giulia. Is that correct, Tom? T-I-R, rear-wheel drive.
Giulia, yeah.
I got to work on the, my wife is half Italian. I think I would get this right. I love Italian food, so, and I love Italian cars for a style, but in the past, most of them have been way out of the range of anybody making a reasonable paycheck. But let's talk about this premium compact car.
Yeah, the Giulia, like the Stelvio is available, three trim levels. There's a base, a TI, and then the fully loaded and really hot Quadrifoglio version. We had a chance to drive the TI in one of my favorite colors of the year, and that is Alfa's Rosso Competizione extra cost paint. That is a $2,200 option, but when you see it, you think it's money well spent. This is just a sizzling hot car. I love that color, and it matches so well with the red calipers. But yeah, this is their compact crossover. In TI form, it comes with a 280 horsepower, 2-liter turbocharged engine. It is, again, this may sound like the compromise car is a 4-cylinder, but there's nothing compromise about it. It is high-strung, and it is fun, and it is edgy, and it handles great, and it's just all sorts of fun to drive. It gets a little pricey when you pack on the options, but if you're in that market and you're looking at like a 3-series sedan or something like this, this is an interesting way to go instead. The feel is entirely different from that of a BMW. This is just a little bit more engaging, and some might argue a little bit more crude than maybe a BMW, but that's part of the entertainment factor here, I think. But all the drivers we had through it really like it. Space can be an issue. Noise levels could be an issue after a while, so this is something you want to test drive and be sure you want to hear all the time. But lots of fun. Base price starts around 40, but this one loaded up to 52, which is kind of a big bump, but you don't have to get the $2,200 paint job if you don't want to, which saves a little money.
It looks so good. If you got the money, spend it. Absolutely, I agree that the paint job with the calipers really make for an outstanding looking vehicle. 1-855-660-4261 is our toll-free line from across North America. If you have any comments or questions, if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle and would like the opinion of yours truly or Tom Appel, that's always a fun thing for us to do here on the show. Let's talk about a new Ram pickup truck. This is the 2018 Ram 2500 Power Wagon. And certainly when it comes to testosterone, this has got one mean looking front, one mean looking grill.
Yeah, the Power Wagon is all sorts of fun to drive. For people who don't know, the Power Wagon is based on Ram's three-quarter ton architecture. So this is bigger than the redesigned truck. This is not the redesigned Ram, which is going on sale roughly right now. That's the 1500 series. But the Power Wagon harkens back to a work truck that goes way back in Dodge's history. And it is in essentially a 2500 truck with elevated ride height, much bigger wheels and tires, suspension adapted for off-road use, and the 6.4 liter Hemi engine, or essentially the larger Hemi engine. And I've had the chance to drive this off-road in different places, and it's an incredibly capable vehicle. If you live in the city like I do, or near the city where I do, it can be just a little bit big to get into parking lots and things like that. But if you need to go off-road, if you need that kind of grunt, this is an interesting vehicle. It's very capable off-road. It's also surprisingly livable for what it is. It rides reasonably well. It's quiet. The only real issue is in dealing with this vehicle is fuel economy, which can become problematic.
Yeah, that's right. You got to watch that right foot, because it's very easy to get some not so decent fuel economy numbers out of this particular vehicle.
Yeah, we saw 10 mpg in our use, and that's typical of what we've seen at other Power Wagons as well, so that's about on the nose. It'll do much better if you live someplace rural and you're driving around at a steady state 40 or 50 mpg, but in stop-and-go traffic, this is just 6,000 pounds of vehicle you have to get going at every red light, and that's tough.
It is. Let's talk about one of the stories that you put up recently. And I'm in the market for a used vehicle, which is something new for me. But due to my recent health problems, it has left the kitty pretty slim. So I've been looking at a lot of used vehicles, and this is one you don't see too many of out there in the used car marketplace. It's an 1988 Mazda 626 Turbo with all-wheel steering. And this is kind of a forgotten vehicle, but, like the Mitsubishi 3000 GT VR4, except much more family-oriented. This is not a bad-looking vehicle, and certainly offers a lot of technology.
Yeah, this was a one-year wonder, and it's a fascinating vehicle because the Japanese makers were busy trying their hand to add different technology at the point. You mentioned the Mitsubishi 3000 GT VR4, for example. But in this case, we had a Mazda 626, not a vehicle known for being especially sporty. It was a rather practical sedan and a likable sedan at that, but it was available with a turbocharged engine and, unbelievably, all-wheel steering. This drove the price up a lot, and it was sold in very small numbers. What happened was, after just a single model year, they moved that technology over to the MX6 Coupe. So the sedan, this is a particularly rare vehicle. There's not a lot of people looking for it. There's no price, collectible price elevation on these, but they're strange and wonderful things. And my understanding is that they work pretty well, and the all-wheel drive system was supposed to be especially effective.
And, of course, you can check out the entire review at the Daily Drive. I like the story that you did about a Ford that never came to be. We talk so much about the Ford F-150, but what's the story behind the story on the Ford F-1000?
This is one. I have recently become fascinated with trucks that were built in other markets. And the Ford F-1000 was a Brazilian Ford vehicle that was built off an older generation of the F-150 that was sort of left behind when the I'm trying to remember what generation it was. I think it was the fifth generation of the F-Series pickup. When the Americans were done with the tooling for that, when the North American people were done with the tooling for that vehicle, it was moved to South America, where they went on to build the vehicle for another 20 years. And it's one of these great things where you have really old bodywork with relatively modern grill work, plastic grill, quad rectangular headlights, and the look is very strange because the vehicle looks both familiar and not familiar. But that vehicle became the Ford F-1000 in Brazil, and they sold lots of them down there. So if you're from South America, this doesn't look that strange to you, but if you're from North America, you're looking at this thing trying to figure out what it is.
Very good. And for those of you folks who'd like to read about all old car stuff, of course, Classic Automobile is the sister publication to Consumer Guide. Classic Automobile, of course, being a print publication. But you've got an old car story up here written by a guest author. I like that. The Mystery Man wrote this one. It's a 1960 Plymouth Fury hardtop coupe. And when I look at the picture that you've got of this particular Fury, I see some interesting items, including the fins on the back, kind of a la Cadillac. You've also got fender skirts going on. And the other thing that looks really strange is the integration of the rear view mirror. It's not attached to the windshield. It's at the base of the windshield with, I imagine, the base of the rear view mirror resting on the top of the dash.
Yeah, this car was considered, we can look back at it now and think that this was pretty nice, but this car was considered an incredible design failure at the time, 1960 having been a pivotal year in design in American auto industry, where manufacturers were really getting away from the big fin look. And if you look at, like, the 59 and 60 Pontiacs, or 59 and 60 Chevys especially, the cars had gotten leaner and lower and longer, and Plymouth just had not kept pace.
Well, they're chasing us out the door for this hour. Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide, thank you so much for your time here today.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you, my friend. We'll go out with the Doobie Brothers, who are on tour with Steely Dan. So if they come near your town, go, because Steely Dan is the best, in my opinion. That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800.